One person says to do this, one says to do another. We're talking about Karen, who called in this morning for Ask Alex, has a son that stole from the neighbor, then lied to her and her husband about it. And she's like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to teach him a little lesson. Go to Target. We're going to go let him get everything he wants, like up on the register, and then say, oh, you know what? No, we're not going to let you get this. We're going to let you be disappointed. Try to teach you a lesson.
Yeah. And people are very, very black and white on Twitter here. Stephanie said at Joan Alex Show, make him shovel driveways for the winter. Sierra said something is going on in the child's life. Talk to him. Positive reinforcement goes a long way. Samantha said, I think they should buy the gifts and have him donate them to a charity or family in need. So, yeah, you can tweet us. And I also threw this up on Facebook. Radio Now 100.9. You can comment there if you don't have a Twitter.
All right, let's talk to Mike this morning. Mike, what do you think about this?
Well, I just wanted to share my story real quick. So when I was a kid, I didn't do anything like stealing from the neighbors, but I was actually being rewarded for something at the store. So my mom took me to the checkout. I got to pick out my favorite toy, and right as we were checking out, she said that she changed her mind and she put the toy back.
This happened to you?
But I lost it. I was 8 years old, and I threw a fit right there in the store. And when we got into the car, she told me that this was kind of like a test. And she wanted to see how I reacted to her changing her mind and experiencing disappointment. And that if I would have been okay with it, I could have had two toys. But instead, I lost my, marbles, and I ended up getting nothing. So, I mean, that's something that stuck with me for a long time, and it was actually a good life lesson. So I think if the person that shared their story this morning could tweak what they were doing, I think it could help their...
That is such a good idea. Like,
wow.
I'm torn on that one, but obviously it's a life lesson that's, thank you for the call, that stuck with them, but man.
I know, that's crazy that he literally, that his parent did the exact same thing.
But he's not
him.
Traumatized, like, I can never go shopping and buy a toy.
Because he sounded a little traumatized.
No, he didn't. He didn't sound...
He probably just woke up. He's tired.
He sounded fine. Let's talk to Amanda this morning. You're saying it's F-I-N-E, fine.
Yes, I don't think it's going to be traumatizing, and I agree that they should go to the cashier and do it. They should just go before they get ready to check out and just say, you know what, I think I want to put all this back. I don't think it's going to be traumatizing at all for the child. If anything, he has humiliated his mom and dad. I mean, this is the neighbors, but
yeah.
It is a good idea, to pay it back or pay it forward. To, go do some charity work or, get the neighbor something, because this is their neighborhood and you don't want your child to be known as a thief,
No, and an 8 years old? Oh, my gosh. Like,
five-finger discount.
Chatterbox. This lady named Chatterbox tweeted us, and she said, I recommend not asking the police to come and scare your children. It's not their job. So she definitely, out of all the options that we've heard, she definitely doesn't think you should have the police scare him.
Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, if you have an opinion on what Karen should do. Megan, what do you think? What would you tell Karen?
I would tell her to cut the budget in half. Instead of just taking it all away from her.
Oh, like let that be the punishment? Like you could have gotten $50 worth of gifts, but now you're only getting $25 because you stole?
Yeah, so that way he still gets his parents' Christmas, but he still knows that there's consequences to his actions.
That's not a bad idea, because I think as a parent, I would have such a hard time doing that too, like taking it all away.
Yeah, I feel like that was a little harsh, taking it all away and embarrassing, like... Alex said, that's kind of, he would definitely remember that for the rest of his life.
But yeah. You got to do something, though. You got to do something.
You do have to do something. So, you could maybe even let him pick out all the gifts for the original budget and then tell him, look, you could have had all of this, but we're only letting you have half of this now because you stole from the neighbor and lied about it.
Hey, Megan, thank you for the call.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, you have a good day. Real quick, Sarah might be one of the last ones to weigh in on this. What do you think Karen should be doing?
Honestly, I was young and in elementary school, and I had stolen something, and my mom was very strict as well, but she leveled with me. She took me straight to the manager that I had stolen from that store, and explained what I did. I felt disappointment there in myself rather than being embarrassed in the store.
Well, now, I like to hear these stories. What did you steal? What was the item?
I stole two furry cat keychains from the gas station.
That was
I
totally
wanted them,
worth
but she wouldn't buy them for me.
What a terrible mother.
So she stole two.
Yeah,
two. But here's the thing. I'm about to be 23, and I haven't stolen anything since. But because she leveled with me, I did feel disappointment when I did speak to the manager, but I did what was right.
Hey, thank you for the call this morning, Sarah. You can also hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Make sure you follow the show and let us know what you think.
Okay, one more tweet before we wrap this up. Kirsten tweeted us, this might be my favorite solution. She said, pretend to have the Christmas present stolen. Then she used a hair flip emoji. Let me break this down. This is a brilliant idea.
Why?
If his mom and dad's Christmas presents get, you know, or pretend, they pretend to have them get stolen, he's going to realize what it feels like to have something stolen from you. I think that is probably the best thing that I've heard. So I really, really like your suggestion, Kirsten. And yeah, as you know, we're gonna move on, but definitely tweet us at Joan Alex Show or Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook if you want to comment on this.